This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's nearly 37,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, input costs are higher than ever, and with a grain market that's settling back lower, that's not happy news. There have been issues with supply chains around the globe in obtaining things we need to be successful in any given year. Where this really hurts is where it comes to inputs we cannot afford to skimp on, such as fertilizers. Well, what's the outlook? We'll find out right after this.
There are so many decisions that go into being a successful soybean farmer. Plant date, row spacing, water management, crop rotation, soil temperature, cover crop, soil pH, nutrients, water conditions. Whew! At least becoming a farmer member of the Iowa Soybean Association is one straightforward decision in your life. If you market at least 250 bushels of soybeans annually, ISA's farmer membership is available at no additional cost thanks to your soy checkoff investment. Just activate or confirm online and start reaping the benefits. It's a no-brainer. The Iowa Soybean Association proudly celebrates 60 years of moving our industry forward.
Josh Linville is the Vice President of Fertilizers for StoneX, and he explains the situation we're finding ourselves in, starting with the value of grain compared to the price of fertilizers.
Well, that's the thing. The biggest situation with fertilizer right now has to do with grain values. Obviously, I think everybody listening is probably very well aware of how grain prices have been falling. Unfortunately, I would love to be on here and sitting there saying, listen, because grain prices are down, fertilizer is going to be down across the board. Unfortunately, I don't see that being the situation. There's a lot of global events going on with both phosphate and nitrogen that's keeping supplies tight. And as a result, that even though we see the grain price down, there's some avenues where we can see some fertilizer prices even higher as we start to move into the fall and the winter season.
Linville says there's been several international factors affecting the supply.
You know, when it comes from the nitrogen side, that's the problem. There are so many situations going on with the supply side. The main ones for us being the European Union production continues to suffer. It remains at about 75% of normal. And actually, one of the things we're talking a lot about today is that the Dutch TTF, that European natural gas price, is now to 8-month highs because of Ukraine pushing into Russian territory. Word that they might have taken control of a natural gas facility. And so those prices going up impacts production rates. So that's number one. Number two, Brazilian production remains offline because of high natural gas prices. That not only removes supply, builds more demand. Chinese exports continue to be restricted because the government's stepping in saying, we want to make sure there's enough for our own people. We want to keep our prices down, so stop it with the exports. Urea, for example, usually a little bit over 5 million tons a year. January through June, only 140,000 tons. And then you start to look at Trinidad continue to have gas curtailment situations. It's just a lot of production issues around the world, all hitting at the exact wrong time.
Thankfully, the American shipping lanes have not been an issue. Now, Linville says he knows that this is an aggravating situation, but he says don't let your emotions influence your decisions.
We're angry. We're upset. They don't work, and it gets us frustrated. We've got to take a step back. And if we're going to make changes, let's say we're going to reduce our phosphate application rate. Let's do that, but make sure that we talk to our agronomist. Let's talk to our supplier. Let's look at what's in the soil. If we reduce that application rate, are we going to impact that overall yield? If the answer is no, then that's a great call. But if we decide that we're going to cut the application rate out of anger and it hurts our yield, we may end up cutting our nose off to spite our face.
Linville said the best course of action you can use is to keep in contact with your fertilizer suppliers and also keep in touch with your crop advisors and try to pinpoint where you can be most precise with the fertilizer applications that you need to make. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.